It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Hey there, this is going to be a fun show and one that most of you can totally relate to. We're talking about the importance of dating and marrying the right person. Being in a healthy relationship is a great way to stay positive and improve your health. But on the contrary, being in a bad relationship can breed negativity and extremely poor health. So I'm glad we're tackling this topic, and we're talking about, okay, if you're a guy or a girl, you're going to be equally bashed today if you fall in the bad girl or bad guy category. So fair warning. And if you're looking for a spouse or someone to spend the rest of your life with, we're going to put up all the red flags and take you right through it. But before we do that, I just want to say how grateful I am to be in such a great relationship. I mean, I've been in the bad relationships, but we have a very good, stable marriage, and I'm so grateful for that.
Well, thank you, dear. I mean, you know, it's very gratifying to say that, you know, whatever I say, you do, so that's wonderful.
Okay, when you start with, you know you're about to be in trouble. I'm being honest, and I'm being really true here. I'm glad that you can pour out your feelings so nicely, too.
Well, it's hard for us guys to pour out our feelings, but I love you, and you're a wonderful wife.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Dr. Anderson? You are in a wonderful marriage now.
You guys need a full day to cognate on it before, you know, it takes us time to process our feelings. We can't do it spontaneously.
Yeah, he just had such an opportunity to get some great points with me and totally bombed it. I'm just saying. But you're in a wonderful relationship now, a wonderful marriage. And I think I can honestly say it's improved your health. I mean, you are happy and you seem healthy and things are good.
Yeah, so people have noticed. So, I mean, they have commented on that. So attitude is improved. You wake up, you get smile, you look forward to the day, and there's a big difference. So I can attest to that.
And it affects your longevity. You'll live a lot longer if you're in a happy, stable relationship.
I can feel my telomeres lengthening all the time.
Absolutely. My telomeres are exceptionally long, so I feel great.
Well, we're going to spend a lot of time on guys and how to avoid the wrong guy with our special guest who's on with us today. And he's going to be coming up. It's Mark Berzins. He's the author of Most Guys Are Losers and How to Find a Winner. He's going to be on in a little bit, but we have to of course, equally bash the women. And I can do this, and I can do this honestly, because there are a lot of women out there who don't exude happiness and healthy homes and healthy relationships. And I think a lot of things we're going to talk about with the guys is also, you know, has to do with the women. You know, the jealous woman, the verbally abusive woman, the controlling woman. I mean, they're out there, and there's a lot of them.
And the problem with guys, of course, have one-track minds, and they'll overlook a lot of these qualities that affect long-term staying power in a relationship. So the problem is when you try to talk to a teenage boy about this, you get a lot of pushback and resistance.
She's so pretty. She's so popular. I mean, really. But I don't think it's just the teenage boys. I think that men in general, they can't see past, and forgive me for saying this, but the boobs. I mean, they see, you covered your ears. You're like, what is she going to say? But they see a girl with big boobs, nice body, pretty smile, long hair, and boom, they're like, oh, she's the woman for me. And they don't look on the inside.
But you're asking us to overcome 40,000 years of evolution that says you get the big, the strong, the healthy, the good looking one, and you procreate with that one. So, you know, to ask us to suppress, you know, 40,000 years of developing and evolving is a big task.
I don't have to ask you, because you marry the wrong woman, you're gonna pay. I mean, you'll be in lots
of ways. I didn't say marry her. I just said go procreate with her, then move on.
Oh, you so didn't go there. Okay. Well, I need to do the little disclaimer. You know, Dr. Anderson's views are not necessarily the views of everyone else.
I think our guest would put Dr. Anderson in a.
I think he'd fit one of the categories we're going to talk about.
I'd qualify for several. I'm like, I shouldn't even be on that list.
All right, that means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. So Doc Shock is when we find something shocking in the news, or maybe not so much. No, I didn't find this shocking, but it's still a great study. It's from my alma mater, George Washington University, and they found a correlation between borderline testosterone levels in men and depression. Now, in the study, there was a 56% correlation. And the recommendation that came out of the study is that men who present with borderline testosterone levels should be screened for depression and obesity. Okay, I believe the same is true opposite. If a man presents with obesity and depression, you need to be screening their testosterone.
Absolutely. I mean, the idea that if your testosterone is borderline, therefore screen for depression and put the person on antidepressants is completely backwards. It would be if they're borderline or low in testosterone and they're depressed, it's because of the low testosterone.
Fix their testosterone, right?
Fix the hormones,
and then
absolutely.
Check them again.
Well, they all intermix. So, I mean, the things that led to the obesity, the inactivity, the poor diet, et cetera, are also the things that then suppress the testosterone that then lead to the depression. And, you know, the message though is you're not going to fix it all by just going and getting your testosterone. We see this
right.
all the time. The guys go to these centers and they get their testosterone good.
And that's all they check.
They still have weight issues. They still have other issues, and they think that it's a silver bullet if they fix that. They've got to address the other things, the diet, the lifestyle, the nutrition, and do the testosterone as a component of that to get back to that healthy where I've got a good mental attitude and I'm not depressed.
Well, I think that's where I got to put a plug in for you guys, because that is exactly what you do. You look at the whole person. You're not a center where, hey, come in, we're going to check one little aspect, and then it's, like you said, the silver bullet. We're going to look at everything. We want you to live a long time. We want you to be healthy. The physicals that we do at Executive Medicine of Texas, people fly in from all over the world for a half day, basically head to toe, inside, outside physical, because if we can get to the root of the problem, if we can figure out why you're fatigued, why you have low energy, why all of these other things, we can really make a huge difference. And that's really what matters. So before we go to a break, I want to make sure that we tell everyone, go to the website, stayyoungamerica.com. You can download podcasts for free. Why don't you just subscribe to the podcast on iTunes? The link is right there, stayyoungamerica.com. Subscribe to those. There's also daily medical minutes you'll get. Every day you're going to get a new little tip from me, 1 minute long, telling you exactly what you can do to stay young and stay healthy. And don't forget the number, 844-WELL-100. Coming up, our great guest,
stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have tennis or golfer's elbow, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or plantar fasciitis? If so, we understand your pain and your need for a quick and minimally invasive solution. At Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our physicians are highly skilled and trained in the Tenex procedure. This small but powerful instrument breaks up scar tissue and removes it through a tiny puncture wound. The entire procedure only takes about 15 minutes. Call Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today at 972-438-4636 or visit IrvingOrtho.com, where excellence in orthopedics keeps you moving.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right. I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, welcome back. Coming up, we have an awesome guest. Now, if you've ever wondered, are there good guys, bad guys? Well, this guy right here, Mark Berzins, is gonna tell you, because he's the author of Most Guys Are Losers and How to Find a Winner, Dating Wit and Wisdom from Your Dad. I think it's so great we're doing a show on this, because being, whether it's a guy or a girl, being married to the wrong person can definitely affect your health. It's going to be a great, great guest and a great, great show. So super excited. Stay on with us here.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. So previously on the show, we had talked about niacin, and specifically NAD and getting in the mitochondria and how it can help improve cell health and longevity. And so I wanted to keep along those lines. And so today I'm talking about using a common class of medication called ACE inhibitors or ARBs. And there's some studies out that show that not only are these effective for preventing hypertension, we use them in congestive heart failure to protect kidneys and diabetics, but they're actually now showing in quite a number of studies that angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors and the ARBs also help reduce aging and slow down the aging process. And so this was an article out of Life Extension News from some researchers in San Francisco. It had improvement in endothelial function. The inside lining of the arteries improved. The way I explain the ARBs and the ACEs to patients is it's basically it's anti-salt. It blocks the inflammatory and the bad effects that salt has on our body. So just like we don't want to have high sugar intake because it causes inflammation, and we always come back, that word pops up all the time. Chronic inflammation or recurrent inflammation is taking these ACEs. So in the pharmacologic management of age, commonly we use these classes of medication called ARBs and ACEs. And
so give us some examples. Some people know trade names.
You're going to have to help me because there's a bunch here, Dr. Eamon. So lisinopril, quinapril,
ramipril,
Cozar, Hyzar,
Losartan.
Right.
Yeah, so all these names, I'm sure people are more familiar with the
probably
names.
Probably 8, 10 in each class that are commonly, many of them are generics. I mean, I take a low dose on one just as a preventative. And I know I get mine for 90-day supply for $10. They're inexpensive.
Cheap. Cheap stuff. I'm super excited about our guest. Mark Berzins is the author of Most Guys Are Losers and How to Find a Winner, Dating Wit and Wisdom from Your Dad. So are you like everybody's dad, Mark?
Well, first of all, he's a traitor. I mean, you know.
I know, a guy writing a book about bad guys.
You know, use a female pseudonym or something for that.
Yeah. You know, I certainly got a little bit of flack for breaking man code, but...
That's what I say. Did they yank your man card on this one?
You know, I was willing to give up the man card, though, in exchange for trying to find some suitable partners for three of my four kids or daughters. So I got three good matches that I have to make.
Oh, you put family ahead. That's good.
That is good.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm everyone's dad in some ways at my company. You know, I'm in the bar business in the Denver metro area. And I've got about 500 employees, and about half of those are women and half are men, and by and large all single. And so it's really an interesting dynamic.
Tell them to read your book.
all these single people working together. So the lessons learned over the last now 22 years of being in that business for me has been that most of these relationships, most of these problems are preventable, and the vast majority of them are precipitated by bad behavior on the part of the male. And so I thought, boy, with my daughters getting to dating age and my two older daughters now moving on to college, I thought, I'm going to be kicking myself if I don't write some of this advice down. So that's what I did.
Well, I think that what's so important here, and there's so many ways we can take this. Yes, if you're a dad or a grandpa, this is great stuff, great advice for you to give your kids and grandkids. If you are a female re-entering the dating scene, this is still great advice. And if you're a guy, it's great advice because if you fall into one of these categories we're going to talk about, you need to take a little checkup from the neck up, so to say. But let's kind of go through some of these categories. Let's talk about the abuser. And what does that exactly look like, and what's the bottom line for that?
You know, the abuser, when I first laid out, hey, these are the losers, in Dad's estimation, these are the losers, these are the guys you run away from, I kind of came up with a list of 10 deal breakers. Hey, you get any guys who exhibit this behavior, and they're out of there. And I almost thought the abuser would go without saying until I looked at just my history with my employees and a few of our customers, the number of really fine women I knew that fell in with the wrong guy, and then he ended up being abusive to them. And believe it or not, most of these abusive relationships, you know, there are early signs that telegraph that kind of behavior, whether that is, you know, the sudden grab or talking to you through clenched teeth, or a lot of times physical abuse, you know, evolves out of verbal abuse. And so the thing about the abuser, that's one of those things, the moment that you don't feel safe with the guy who's supposed to love and care for you, you got to pull the ripcord. You just got to say, I'm out of here, and then you got to stick to your guns and stay away.
Well, you made such a good point, because when you think abuser, everybody thinks wife beater t-shirt, you know, and scruffly chin and all that. But no, these guys can be charming and good looking, and they can appear completely loving and sweet, but behind closed doors, not so much.
Yeah, you know, well, women are, I think, by nature, very hopeful. And most women I know head out on a date, even a first date, and they're really thinking, hey, this guy could be the one. He could be the one. And a lot of my advice in the book is, you know, statistically, he's not the one. And most guys are trouble or have these character flaws that are going to lead to trouble. And so you've got to go out, be hopeful, but you got to temper that with a little realism. And, yeah, the abuser, all these guys, the reason they're in the book, all these guys end up with, you know, with a woman on their arm at some point who trusts them and believes in them, and that's how it works. So,
and then if they're good looking, don't you find that women always think, well, I can change him? You know, maybe other women
He's so
couldn't
cute.
Change him, but I'll change him.
Yeah, you know, whether he's good looking or not, I think women, again, women tend to have that nurturing you know, nurturing in their DNA, and they think, hey, I am going to help change him. And, you know, I don't think men are pretty self-centered. Men are pretty selfish by nature. Men are not prone to change. It takes a real act of will to change. And most of the guys who fall, especially who fall into my top 10 deal breaker categories, most of these guys lack the discipline and self-control that it takes to change. So, you know, they're just not the kind of project you want to take on.
What about the family history? I mean, say the guy himself doesn't exhibit that behavior, but he's got a father who is abusive. I mean, you know, we know the statistics on that. Does that nix him, or is he a watch and see?
Yeah, you know, in fact, I mentioned the second half of my book is dedicated to, hey, these are signs of good men. You know, most of the time, if you see a guy and he's got these traits, he's a good guy.
Or he's gay. One of the two, right?
Well, that's right in the heart of the book. Right in the middle of the book, I have a chapter called Unaware He's Gay Guy.
Right.
And
yeah.
And you think...
So one you really want to marry, right?
Well,
he's so nice.
Up to a point, up to when he comes out of the closet 20 years later.
Yeah, we just had that happen to some friends of ours where we got a note that said, you know, the husband had come to the realization that he was gay and have several kids, and it's a tough deal if you're the woman and you ended up with that guy. And so, yeah, I try to be as comprehensive as I can, and I think, you know, and guys, you can help me out here. We men, we know. We watch you women dating the wrong guy. We watch you interested in a guy of a friend of ours who we know is trouble. Men see this coming a mile away. It's just that men don't traditionally weigh in and offer advice.
They don't break the code.
They don't, but we all know. We know what a bad guy looks like. We know what a guy who's trouble looks like. We know what a cheater looks like. And, you know, when you ask a guy you know who's a good man, and you say, what about that friend of yours? And he starts smiling at you with that knowing smile, that means, no, he's not for you.
Yeah, I need everyone to go pick up this book, Most Guys Are Losers, because we didn't get to cover all of these different things, but there's the jealous and possessive guy, the selfish guy. I mean, there's a lot of different things. You really need to understand these. But when we come back, we're going to do something fun. We're going to go through some true and false things. We're going to see how good you are at relationships. Are you good at it or not? We're going to find out. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you suffer from tennis or golfer's elbow, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or plantar fasciitis? If so, we understand your pain. You need a solution that will get you back to normal and pain-free as soon as possible. At Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our physicians are highly skilled and trained in many procedures, including the new FDA-approved Tenix procedure. This small but powerful instrument uses high-frequency vibrations to break up and remove that scar tissue. Once the damaged tissue is removed, the body can start to repair itself. The entire procedure takes about 15 minutes, and the very tiny puncture wound is covered with just a small bandage. That's right, it's microsurgery. The Tenix micro procedure is much less painful and has a much shorter recovery time than traditional surgical procedures. This is just one of many innovative treatments available at Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today at 972-438-4636 or visit IrvingOrtho.com. That number again is 972-438-4636, where excellence in orthopedics keeps you moving.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, we're back on with Mark Berzins. He is the author of Most Guys Are Losers and How to Find a Winner, Dating Wit and Wisdom from Your Dad. So we're going to go through this true and false with you, Mark, because a lot of these, when I was putting them down, I thought, oh, I know the answer. Well, maybe I don't. So let's kind of go through them. True or false? A good man is hard to find. I say true.
That is true. That is absolutely true.
You're setting the bar way too high.
All the men out there are going, this stinks. All right.
Well, that's probably the hardest thing. Statistically, find a good man, that's a tough one.
All right. So good things come to those who wait. True or false?
That is false, especially for women that are out there in the dating world. You know, the dating pool gets progressively more shallow for women, the dating pool of good men, because as good men come off the market, they don't come back on the market. They're good men. They're loyal. They're trustworthy. They're loving. They're going to be good dads, you know, unless they marry the wrong gal.
Or she dies.
Yeah, they're not coming back out there. So if you wait and you think, hey, I'm going to wait until I'm in my 30s or heaven forbid till I'm in my 40s to get married, it just, the percentage of losers is overwhelming.
I think that's true on both sides.
Well, on the front end, though, I mean, is there some truth to, you know, letting the man or the young guy kind of mature up a little bit? Because, you know, my deal is you see these guys jumping into it at 21, 22, and it's like they're not going to reach full maturity till their late 20s.
Yeah, their brain's not developed.
I wanted to add a flip side, though. I've known women with the list. You know, the list of the characteristics they want in men. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the list, but they're so fanatical about the list.
6'1".
They let good men go by.
Must have this color hair, this color eyes. I mean, how ridiculous.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, I think one of the worst disservices women do to themselves is when they put a height requirement on the guy they're looking for, because you think statistically, you know, I think it's maybe 15% of men are 6 feet or taller.
Yeah, I have no problem with the height requirement. I think that should be a requisite.
Yeah, Dr. Anderson's really tall.
First
Dr. Gannon's not.
First thing. You're not over 6 foot, you're out.
But I talk. A lot of my staff use dating Match.com or online dating services where you can fill out a profile. And I think they way overestimate that wish list of common interests and everything else. So unnecessary when you're saying, oh, I want a guy who does this and this and who loves to paint and loves to this because that's what I love. You know, I think women way overestimate the need for common interests like that.
I agree. Like, let's take for an example here. I would never put on my common interest or things I would be interested in chess. And my husband is amazing at chess. And there are things that he would have put on the list that never would have crossed my radar, and vice versa. There were things that I would have put on the list that he never would have thought of, and we're a great couple. So,
except for that whole height thing, you both would have qualified. I'm looking for someone under 5 foot.
So, I mean, don't you think the social media is, or the social dating things, that it's kind of creating false expectations?
I do, and even more so, I think people know how important chemistry is, and trying to find chemistry online I just don't think that works. People know that a relationship, their intimate relationship, is arguably the most important relationship in their whole life, and yet they're not willing to dedicate the time and energy to get out there and find that person. And so it becomes this online, it's just not a place to do your online shopping.
Well, yeah. We're gonna fill in that gap with some science. You're gonna map the genome and you're gonna tell people ahead of time whether they're, physiologically, if that chemistry's there before they even have to meet.
That's probably not gonna be too far out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's a second business. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's looking at me like I'm nuts.
Well, but you got to have the epigenetics kick in.
That's
well, it's true. But
yeah,
I said
true.
It's a baseline. I mean, there could be those that are totally incompatible that says these two, doesn't matter what the epigenetics is, it's not going
to
work.
Well, I'd like to get a functional MRI on anybody because then you can see if their brain functions properly or not. All right, let's get back to our true and false. You ready? Breaking up is hard to do.
Oh, my gosh. It is hard. It's hard for the man or the woman. When you got to break up, that is the hardest thing to do. And again, I can't tell you how many women I know that are in a relationship and they're not really happy, but they don't break it off because it's hard to do. And it's that old rule of just because it's, the easy decision is not always the right decision. It's, sometimes you got to break up with somebody and that's always going to be hard and it ain't going to get any easier. So get it done.
All right, I'm going to do the next one, and I want the three of us here in the studio to answer at the exact same time, and I want to see if we come up with the same answer. You ready? Let's see. Men have one-track minds.
Yes.
False.
Two truths, one false. Walter's just trying to save himself from the wrath of his wife here.
Everything they do is to achieve that one singular goal.
All right, is this true or false in your mind, Mark?
It is absolutely true. As I said, we like sports. We like sports and we like beer too, but they are distant seconds.
So. That's the one I told my daughters when they got up to that 15, 16. I said, men are dirt, and they have one thing on their mind, and you have one treasure, you protect it.
Yep.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Right. And I said, it's coming from me. I'm in your shoes. When it's my daughters, I'll rat out my man card too.
All right, so that brings us to another one here. Why buy the cow if the milk is free? I say it's true.
Yeah, that is a classic that I grew up with. That was my dad used that one, and I've got to tell you, you can end up with, if a guy is happy and you're sleeping with him and you're taking care of his needs. That's about
why change it, right? He's like, it's all working just right. Why am I going to mess it up? I'm telling you, girls need this message so much because they really think the way to a guy's heart is through another organ. But that's not true. It's absolutely not true.
And interestingly, a way to prove that a guy's interest in you is sincere and that he's got some of the discipline and patience and things that you're going to want in a good partner is to make him wait.
Yep. Yep.
And, yeah, so I think there's a lot of things, a lot of purposes that can be served by not just...
There's a whole nother book on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's on the flip side of, you know, women will use that also as a tool to manipulate male behavior.
I agree. Yeah. A lot of women do that. It's ridiculous.
How about this one? Father knows best.
I of course said absolutely true. I wrote this book, and you better take it to heart. But I think father knows best, and I think, you know, more importantly, men know what other men are up to. Men know what other men think. If you've got a good guy in your life, whether it's your father, you know, or a good friend or a brother, whatever, you know, he's gonna shoot you straight.
Yeah, this guy stinks. I remember, this is really funny. I was in high school and I was going to date this guy, and my stepdad at the time went to the door, opened up the door, slammed it, and came into the library and said, "There's a hoodlum in the door. Go ahead and tell him goodbye because you're not going out with him." I was just blown. I was mad. I was blown away. I was embarrassed. But in the end, he was absolutely right. He was not going to let me get in the car with this guy. And it turned out years later, that was probably a really good choice.
Yeah, good for him.
He probably shouldn't have said it so loud, but that's another story. All right. So what about this? Past results are indicative of future performance.
Yes. It may not be true in the financial world, but in the world of men, you know, that's the women thinking they can change a guy thing. If a man, you know, has exhibited poor behavior in his past, odds are pretty good that behavior is going to continue, because men just don't change that. If he finds infidelity acceptable yesterday, he's going to find infidelity tomorrow, acceptable tomorrow. And while that's not 100% true, if you're gambling with your love life, that's how I think women should vote.
Well, Mark, you've been a great guest. I want to tell our listeners again the name of the book, Most Guys Are Losers and How to Find a Winner, Dating Wit and Wisdom from Your Dad. You got to pick this up. So just, you can go where, Amazon, anywhere, right? All the book, major bookstores, Most Guys Are Losers.
Yeah, Amazon.com. In fact, it's on sale on Amazon right now. So love to have people pick up a copy of it. And again, it's a great, if you've got a daughter who's heading off to college, that was the audience I wrote this for primarily. But really all women.
All women.
Men,
all women that are dating. I don't care what age you are. Read this. And you know, Mark, we didn't get through everything. So I want to tell the listeners, pick the book up, because there's tons of stuff we didn't even get to. Stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to do the Medical Mania trivia. And then at the end of the show, Dementia Defender.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
What kind of supplements do you take? And did you know that not all supplements are created equal? Now, pharmaceutical-grade supplements are regulated to actually contain what they say they contain. And the Stay Young Vitamin line is a pharmaceutical-grade supplement line dedicated to bringing you only the purest and highest quality ingredients. Best part, most of our supplements are gluten-free and vegetarian. You can order online at stayyoungvitamins.com or you can call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That's online at stayyoungvitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That Stay Young Vitamin line is pharmaceutical-grade supplements made with the purest and the highest quality ingredients just for you. stayyoungvitamins.com, 1-800-910-3932.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hey, okay, this whole hour we have been talking about toxic relationships, how to avoid them, how to stay in good ones, and it's just been a really interesting show, and I'm happy to say that we... You know, we're very balanced reporting. We talked about toxic guys and toxic girls. So it's been quite the thing. And if you missed it, go back and listen to the podcast. Or if you know someone who definitely needs to hear this message, you can download the podcast for free by going to stayyoungamerica.com.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, so today we have Porter from Salt Lake City, longtime listener. Porter, what do you do for a living?
I am a chemist.
You're a chemist. Oh, you should do good on this then. So,
I hope so.
some of these are very scientific questions. Okay, so you're a longtime listener, so you know how this works. We're going to go back and forth and with the doctors asking you questions. If you don't know, take a wild guess or just give us a fun answer. But it's your chance to win some free items from us, some Stay Young vitamins, and also some Lifeline. But you sound pretty young. Are you pretty young?
You could say that. I like to stay youthful and young.
Okay, well, good. Well, I know you're familiar with the Stay Young Vitamin line and also with the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. For all of you listeners, go to stayyoungamerica.com. That's where you can look up more information on that. So you feeling like you're going to be able to win these things today? Are you feeling lucky?
I am.
All right, so here we
I'm
go.
Ready.
All right, first question. Ethyl alcohol or benzene, is it better for cleaning out? No, wrong question. I'm sorry. I've been watching Breaking Bad. And since you said you were a chemist, I thought you might be able to help with that. All right, first question.
Oh, I'm getting excited.
Which are you more likely to killed by? Killed by a champagne cork or a poisonous spider?
A champagne cork.
That's correct. So cows kill 20 people a year in the United States.
Okay, Porter, here's your next question. How many pounds of bacteria are in the average human gut?
Oh, I just read about this. That's about 6 pounds.
No, so sorry.
Man, you're full of it.
That's a big old gut.
Yeah, you are full of it, Porter.
The correct answer is 2.2 pounds, which remarkably is about 1 kilogram.
About what your brain weighs, too.
But, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So you got
that's fascinating.
Your brain and your gut bacteria are the same weight.
Fascinating. Yeah. Coincidence?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Humans have more facial muscles than any other animal on Earth. True or false?
False.
No, that's true.
True. Come on, you're a chemist. You're supposed to be, like, really
facial
smart.
Facial expressions.
Porter, be careful or we'll ship you a poisonous spider.
Nonverbal communication through all those facial movements, you bet.
Yeah, 22 on each side. That's fascinating. Lots of muscles there.
Here's another true or false. Right-handed people live longer than left-handed people. True or false?
I'd have to say false.
Oh, you're on a roll, Porter. For
Where'd
that, you get a poisonous scorpion also.
As a left-handed person, let me address this. This is mostly due to scissors, okay? If a left-handed person is trying to use right-handed scissors, they oftentimes injure themselves. If we could just sell enough left-handed scissors, that would go about even, I think.
You know what's interesting? I believe most U.S. presidents have been left-handed. I know Clinton and George W. are left-handed. Obama's left-handed.
Yeah.
This is fascinating.
I'm so not going to
go
there.
Now if we could just measure their gut bacteria.
Yeah.
Or their brains.
All right, final question. Multiple choice. The length of your foot is the same as, and no, we're not going there, the distance between your wrist and your elbow or the length of your C-spine or cervical spine.
That's your neck spine.
Bones in your neck. So the length of your foot is equal to your wrist to elbow or the length of your neck.
He's over there doing yoga. He's like lifting his foot up between trying to figure it out.
I'd say length of my neck.
No.
No. Continuing your scoreless record, Porter.
No, I think he got one right. He got the first one right.
Oh,
it's not scoreless.
You got it had to do with fermentation and the cork, so a chemist, of course, would probably know that.
All right, so we've been talking about the gut, so I'm going to send you some of our probiotics. We have great immune support probiotics out of the Stay Young vitamin line. I'm going to send you a bottle of that.
I think you need some resveratrol. That's what I think.
Cut down on that 6 pounds of gut flora you have. Get the good stuff down to 2 pounds.
Okay, so for our listeners, on that last one, literally, if you want to take your shoe off right now, put your arm up and put it between your wrist and your elbow, you're going to realize it's the same length. It's fascinating. Some kind of really cool measurements within the body that are about the same.
Right.
So thanks for playing. We'll get that out to you. Take care.
Thank you.
He was fun, even though he didn't do well.
He was a good sport.
Yeah, he was. All right, so I want to go back on, we haven't done enough about women. And being a woman, I really want to drive this home because our guest was talking about, you know, he has these daughters and he wants to make sure that they marry the right person. Well, I've got sons. And I feel very strongly about our sons and who they marry. And one of our sons out of three is married, and he married a wonderful, wonderful woman. We really love her. She's a great mom to our grandson, and she's a really great spouse for him. But it's very scary when I think of all the things I know, because, you know, women talk, and I think, oh, my gosh, I would never want my son marrying somebody like you. And some of those people are actually my friends, and I think, man, they just wouldn't really make good partners in life. So I know that you do something interesting. You sit down with a lot of young men and you will literally tell them, I'm going to give you a list. You throw your other list away, I'm going to give you a list. So let's go down the list of the red flags and the good things, you know, the green and the red flags that you give them, because these are interesting.
There are so many.
Yes, there are. Usually takes them 2 pages.
One that I'm going to highlight is look at your future mother-in-law. That is the mother of the woman you want to date, because that will definitely influence the woman you're interested in.
Yeah.
Because
if she's bossy and she doesn't cook and she's...
Or she screams and yells.
Yeah.
Run. That's a big red flag.
All right.
You took mine. You know, except I add the physical attributes in there and says, you know, if look how mom turned out. If, you know, is that something you want to be married to 30 years down the road?
Well, I don't think that's fair, because I know a lot of people who have obese parents that they didn't turn out obese, partially because they saw their parents' health decline and they said, I don't want to have poor health.
Yeah, maybe, you know, but the statistics are there. I mean, if we're going to throw the guys under the bus just based on the statistics, I'll throw the gals under. They usually end up looking like mom. It's the rare one that would turn it not be that way.
Yeah. Of course, the other thing I tell young men when they write out their list is to look at the qualities of the woman, not just the appearance, which we've discussed before.
Yeah, absolutely. But then there's the screamer. You know, maybe her mom doesn't scream. Maybe she screams. Just run. Just absolutely run from a guy or a girl that thinks it's okay to scream at you. That's crazy.
That music means that it's time.
You're so
it's calm. Time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. His red cape, Judy. His red cape.
Red cape. This Never trust a man in red. Especially red tights. I'm just saying.
This week's riddles are courtesy of Dementia Defender Jr. Yes, Dementia Defender was quite busy this morning. Asked Dementia Defender Jr. to come up with some riddles. So, needless to say, they're not going to be quite as hard.
Okay.
Here's the riddle for today. Poor people have it. Rich people need it. If you eat it, you die. What is it? I'm going to repeat that, Judy. Poor people have it. Rich people need it. If you eat it, you die. What is it? Send in your answers.
I don't know. But if you know, this is how you do it. You're going to either call us at 844-WELL-100. That's toll free, 844-WELL-100. Or you're going to go to our website, stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. And you can fill out the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Week there, the answer. And if you get it, we're going to send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. I cannot stress this enough. You have to leave us the right answer, your name and your number and your address. Because if I don't know where to ship the book, I can't return all the phone calls. But if you get it right, we'll send it out. If you get it wrong, I'll send you a little postcard saying thanks for playing.
And there'd be a poisonous spider.
What is up with you and these poisonous spiders? All right, go on that website, stayyoungamerica.com. And got to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals. Thank you so much for defending us. Keep listening and always download those podcasts at stayyoungamerica.com.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300. Or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the Fountain of Youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health.
The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.